Welcome to this guided meditation. This is an exercise in imagination in combination with breathing and relaxation. And the good news is there's no way to do it wrong. God gives us our imagination as a gift and a way to meet us the way that we need to be met. And so I invite you to make this your own experience. If I, in my guidance, lead in a path that's different than what you feel you need, go with where you're going. And it's a gracious, spacious imagining with only one rule, and that is there is no self-judgment. Your feelings are what you need to feel, and they actually are very instructive. And they'll lead you in the way God needs to meet you and heal you. So if you hear self-criticism, that voice is not of God, and you can just tell that voice to be quiet. It's not what we're about here. So I invite you to center yourself and to begin to breathe deeply. Focusing on your breath. Listen to your breath. Notice your breath. Feel your breath as it fills your lungs. Breathing deep down from your abdomen. So we'll begin with the box breath. Breathe in for four. Hold for four. Exhale for four. And hold for four. Each breath, you're taking in the Holy Spirit. Holding it there. Breathing out all worries and concerns. Emptying your lungs completely. In with the Holy Spirit, the breath of life that binds us all together. And out with any worries or distractions. Continue throughout this prayer to return to your breath as you hear it and as you feel it. Let it ground you. So picture yourself today in an outdoor location, a place that brings you joy. A home of sorts for your soul. And in doing so, picture the season and the foliage, the weather. What kind of day is it? Perhaps there's a stream nearby. Picture your joyful place. And as you do, listen for the sounds around you. Smell the smells. Feel the air. Here in this place that you've chosen, this home for your soul, you sense a loving presence near you. And turning, you recognize that Jesus has come to be with you in the beauty of this place. Picture your greeting and take a moment with Jesus there. Jesus says to you, "I need your help." Pulling something out of his backpack, he says, "I didn't realize this old wineskin had gotten so stiff. Look, it's completely unelastic anymore. I had poured this fresh new wine in, and I thought it would hold, but look, in its fermenting, the wine builds up this pressure and it practically bursts the seams. And look, it's all over my other stuff. It's a mess. I'm losing this exquisite wine." He turns to you with loving eyes that reach all the way to your soul. And he says, "Just as I poured new wine in this skin, you know I'm doing something new in you as well." What new is Jesus doing in you? How is he stretching you? Jesus smiles and says, "Just like this new wine, the new thing that I'm doing in you is fermenting as well." It's alive. It's creating. It's putting pressure on other things. Perhaps it's even putting pressure on the old container you're trying to keep it in, or that you've tried to keep me in. How does this resonate with you? Where are you feeling pressure from Jesus' call to his newness of life for you today? How has the old wineskin become impliable? What do you doubt about the new wine? Or what do you fear? What is the old wineskin? The previous held convictions or values or assumptions that God's new truth for you today is bursting out of. What do you say to Jesus about this old wineskin? How does he respond? Jesus digs into his pack and pulls out a fresh, pliable wineskin and asks your help in transferring the fresh wine into the new wineskin. Almost immediately upon being capped, the fermenting so active, the pressure begins to build, stretching the new skin, but no leaks. He turns to you and says, "Oh, dear one, just like living water, fresh from the source, the new wine that I am making in your life, that I have created, that is already flowing, is ever growing, ever changing, fermenting. What do you want to do with the old wineskin?" he asks. "What will you have to let go of?" Can you really trust that the newness of what Jesus is doing is good, better in fact, than what you've been holding on to? Can you really trust him? Let us pray. Loving Jesus, thank you for meeting us today. We confess that we hold tightly to what we know. We even begin to worship what we hold and what holds us. Stiff framework and ideologies, understandings. Forgive us, we pray, for trying to fit what you are doing new in us today in a life that will not sustain it. Make us new. New creations in you. Take us. We surrender. We are yours. Amen.